Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, it is Monday.
It is, yeah.
I mean, I feel like I have a little victory because I bought new shampoo.
You got new shampoo?
And it smells like I just left the salon. It was worth every penny at Ulta. It was really expensive.
It was one of them.
It was one of the salon.
D-salons.
I was unhappy with my shampoo. I was unhappy with my color. Not my color, but the way the shampoo was making my color look.
The hair look, yeah.
So I went to the professionals, Ulta.
Which you don't know that's actually a thing unless you've had your hair color ever.
I pay way too much to get my hair colored to use cheap shampoo, okay?
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. I get it.
A huge difference. So this morning I was like, it smells like I've been to the salon and I haven't. And all I had to pay was $40 a bottle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like Aveda, you know, it's like that kind of stuff.
And it could have been more expensive.
It's not Aveda, but it's that kind of realm of hair care, you know.
You saying something like I know what you're talking about. Okay, oh, Aveda. Oh, I'm an avoider.
Never mind. I'm an avoider. What's your little victory, DZ?
My little victory is we got progress, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I am more than officially down to one crutch. And I feel like I'm going to give you guys as many updates as I can.
Yeah.
Because I spent the entire weekend at home.
Yeah.
Walking around.
Uh-huh.
With no brace on. They gave me clearance to try.
Oh,
they
good.
Gave me clearance to try.
Thank
so I'm not doing stuff that the doctor isn't saying
God.
I can do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going rogue here.
Right.
But they were like, as long as you got a crutch and as long as you feel comfortable, if you're home, if you're in a safe environment,
no.
Go ahead, try it out. Now, they also don't know we've got two very rambunctious boys at home, so safe environment is very air quotes here.
Yeah, I think you're manipulating a little, but whatevs.
But, you know.
I'll back you up.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it was as safe as I could be in my environment.
Well, it looks great. Down to one crutch.
Down to one crutch.
And no brace.
And well,
you're doing
great,
DZ.
I'm still wearing I got to wear the brace in public. That's not a choice.
Oh.
But at home. At home.
Which
basically means
we're never leaving, and technically, this is home.
Technically.
I knew you were going to try to... This is where you should be enjoying it. Wear it at home when the boys are crazy. Don't wear it here. You can relax. Oh, don't get crazy. Well,
nope.
Pick it up.
Nope. I don't want it.
He can't pick it up because he can't reach it.
It's too far. I'll get it in a second. Give me a second. Doc, what are you doing? Leave it.
Don't throw what is wrong with you?
I do what I want. I paid for it.
He threw the knee brace. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the question of the day.
Yeah, braceless, baby.
I'm not going to make you wear it here, though, I swear to God.
I already took it off. It's too hard to put back on.
Question of the day is next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Well, it was hot. You thought it was hot this weekend? Get ready. It's going to be a heat wave today. Today's like the heat advisory day.
Yeah.
So if you thought it was hot yesterday,
It's going to get warmer.
Get ready.
Just wait.
I went out and bought a pool this weekend.
You did?
I went to Dunham's.
Shout out,
dude. I got a four-seater. It was amazing. And it's this little blow-up kiddie thing. It was on clearance for $80. Shout out Dunham's in Brookfield. I drove there yesterday morning. I got this thing. I blew it up. And I got in the pool. And then every few minutes, the boys would come to the glass window in the kitchen and knock. And Emmy, I go, come outside. It's great out here.
They weren't even outside with you.
They wouldn't come.
They said, nah.
They'd look at me laying across the whole, because my whole body took up from one side to the other. They couldn't even fit, really.
Seat to seat.
So I was across, like, come on, it's great.
The water's fine, boys.
They popped their popcorn. They went right back up to their room and ignored me. It was too hot.
No, thank you. You have fun with this, though, Mom.
So it was a great weekend. What'd you do this weekend, DZ?
We kept it pretty low-key.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of an at-home situation. What we did, I'll tell you, the most grand fixture of our weekend was we finally cleaned our car.
Ah, that's a big one.
Well, it's been
at home?
Yeah, well, we started at home and then went, we actually need to get the car washed, and the vacuum we got at home isn't a great vacuum, so let's just go to Mr. Car Wash. And that's exactly what we did. Went over to the Mr. Car Wash off of 20th.
Never heard of it. I only work for Tsunami.
Oh, fair enough.
Never heard of it. Well,
I ain't endorsed by Tsunami, so I go wherever.
But Mr. Car Wash.
So we went to the Mr. Car Wash over across from Fiesta Colombia off of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And vacuumed
it
up.
Oh, yeah, I saw it that day we were there when we were eating Colombian food last week.
Got it washed up. You're like, oh, that must be new. I've never seen those. Mm-hmm. But that was the big thing.
We were just talking about this, how car washes are popping up everywhere, and Tsunami keeps building them. And there's one, somebody asked me the other day what was going in at the old skate land or skate train, whatever, in West Dallas. Mm-hmm. Right by Goodwill. I go, I'm pretty sure it's a Tsunami car wash. I'm pretty sure they're going in everywhere. They're going everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So, car wash city, baby.
Car wash city, left and right.
You feel better now about your car?
A little bit, yeah. Thankfully, because the boys destroy it so fast. Mm-hmm. You know, you're out of that stage, but...
I'm not.
We're in the 1.5 and 4-year-old stage where they literally got crumbs everywhere, toys everywhere, socks everywhere, shoes everywhere, clothes everywhere, and then we're in the car living life too, so it got bad quick, especially because I'm not driving, so...
Right.
If we're getting in the car, the four of us are getting in the car. So it was
bad. So it's really, really dirty.
But it was okay, because then we got buñuelos and whatnot from Fiesta Colombia right after.
Oh, you got food. You're like, we had to go to the car wash.
Had to go. Oh my gosh.
To get Colombian food. It just all worked out.
It's the only car wash I can think of. Oh, wow.
Let's go to the phones. Let's find out what everybody else did. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call and let us know what happened, because I know it was the last weekend in July, so everyone is trying to get in their summer stuff right now. You know what I mean?
Little dips of summer chips. Yep.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, look out. DZ's back in the driver's seat today, so things will be much better.
I don't know about better.
I do. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Okay, Kelly, you invited me to go watch a band, Love Monkeys, on Pewaukee Beach, and then somebody else invited me to a church festival like 84th and Layton. Did you do either? What did you do?
Love Monkeys were in town.
They were in Pewaukee.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
What's going on, Kelly? What did you do?
I did not go see the band.
Okay.
But I did go to Pewaukee Beach yesterday and laid out at the beach for the first time all summer.
Oh, you should have just come over. I should have called her. Why didn't I call her?
You sitting there trying to bond with your kids. You could have been kicking it with the homies.
Kelly, I got a 4-seater pool. You should come over. It's tiny, but you're short. You'll fit.
You'll fit.
Your little legs will fit.
Y'all can both lay across.
You go under me, and I'll put my legs across. It'll work. It'll
like a bridge.
Like a crisscross, yes.
This will work.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Or you could just go to Pewaukee Beach. I don't know.
We could. Or the Princeton Club.
Or, you know.
Which I've also invited her to.
You know.
Okay, well, Kelly, I'm glad you made it to lay out and enjoy the beach. Have a great day, girlfriend.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
She said, I didn't make it to the church festival or the band.
She said, girl, I laid out at the beach, though.
All right. Well, we see the phones are ringing. We're going to play a song, and we're going to talk to you next. It's What Did You Guys Do This Weekend? I love hearing what everybody was up to. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we always talk about what you did on the weekend. I said I went out and bought a little blow-up pool yesterday and set it up in the backyard.
You're smart, though. That's the way to enjoy summer.
You washed the car. Christine from Hartford texted in. They went to the Washington County Fair to see Foreigner play. They were awesome.
Nice. Foreigner live.
Okay. And then Natalie of Menominee Falls said they saw Bush Shinedown at the Fiserv Saturday night. It was excellent.
I forgot that they were in town.
Gavin Rossdale, he's still doing his thing.
Oh, yeah. Why would he stop?
I don't know, because Gwen Stefani's not married to him anymore, so he's not relevant.
He's got even more reason to keep going.
He was awesome in the 90s, and then Gwen married him, so he stayed relevant. And then we found out he had a love child, then we didn't care anymore, and now we're back. Yeah. Okay, got it.
That Gwen money's gone, so he got to be performing again.
All right. Well, you know
jokes,
what?
Jokes.
Should we start with Ryan in Calabama? Lord help us.
Lord help us indeed.
I know. Well.
Good morning. Redneck Bill, Wisconsin, Calabama.
Listen, we know about Caledonia. Angie in Milwaukee said her and her daughter had a 5-day camping trip. Can you top that on the text? Did you go camping for 5 days?
That's not a weekend. No. That's a week.
That's
a whole week.
I wish I went on vacation. Speaking of which, I'm asking permission right now. Is it okay if I go on vacation in 2 weeks?
For how long?
Where are you going?
And how long?
I'm going to San Antonio to watch my brother graduate from the Air Force Academy.
Approved.
Sure.
Definitely approved.
Where's our invite? And did you know he had a brother? He never talks about him. He only talks about the family he hates.
He doesn't ever talk about
the family he loves.
Yeah, exactly. You learn about family members as he slowly dislikes them more and more.
Exactly.
Oh, that's hysterical. All right.
But other than that, since I had permission,
that's why he's the leader of the OGs, because he asks for permission when he goes on vacation. He gets it. Go on, Ryan. Sorry. Where were you?
You're good. We went to the Racine County Fair Friday and Sunday. We watched the tractor pulls Friday night, and Sunday we watched the Derby. But my topper is EAA. If you guys get a chance to go to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and go to EAA, you need to go.
But I've never been.
It is an amazing airplane air show, night show, fireworks show.
Better than the one we have in Milwaukee last weekend?
Come on now.
Better than that one?
It doesn't even compare. No.
It's got lights. It's got lights, dude.
Fives flying over the jets. That's my gosh.
Okay.
The aerobatics.
So we need to go up a notch. Yeah. We have to travel. Fine.
Yeah, received.
So you're saying go to Oshkosh and watch the air show. Is that once a year, Ryan?
Yes. Okay. Once a year. It's the same week as our Racine County Fair, so it's the last weekend in July.
Oh, that's a lot of driving.
And there are a lot of county fairs. I feel like they all shove them in July, DZ, because you had the Washington County Fair. What was the other one somebody else said they went to this weekend? They went to
Washington Racine.
Washington
Watertown
and Racine.
Probably had one.
And then the Waukesha one was the weekend before the Waukesha County Fair. So they've been happening for sure. So
Kenosha's coming up.
Oh, Kenosha's next.
Coming up. And Elkhorn's coming up. They got two derbies.
Oh,
combine derbies. Come
Elkhorn
watch some
or the
combine
is that Wal- That's the Walworth County
Walworth.
Fair.
Walworth.
Thank you, because I know my counties. I've lived here long enough. Thank you very much.
I got a test on a Monday. I'm glad you passed.
Oh, I passed it. Well, shout out Walworth. I've been to Ribfest. I know what I'm talking about.
There you go.
You're damn right. You're going to go to Elkhorn for anything else? Give me a break. All right, Ryan, love you. Bye.
I love
you
all. Bye.
Later, peace.
That's funny.
That's so
Sherry,
Wisconsin.
Sherry and Mason in Caledonia texted, and they said that we traveled back from Myrtle Beach. We were there for the new Berlin Heat baseball tournament.
Yeah, they were at a baseball tourney. I think they placed.
She said they stayed in Tennessee on their way down. They drove straight through Friday to get back. Fun memories. And yes, they listened to Allie and DZ on the Odyssey app the whole time.
Wepa, including on the beach.
Thank you, Sherry and Mason. Thank you.
Love y'all.
Let's go to Allison and Racine. She's on her day three if she made it in today.
That's my favorite number, Allison.
See? Hi,
good
Allison.
Morning.
Hi. All right. So we already have somebody with DZ's name. There's a Danny in Oak Creek. Now I'm going to have one with my name and Allison if she makes it.
If you make it.
What'd you do this weekend?
I'm trying.
She's trying.
I had a jam-packed weekend.
Okay. Mm.
So Friday, we went to AMC Homecoming in Kenosha to see all the classic cars that come in from all across the country.
Okay.
We saw about 200 different classic cars.
American
really cool.
Muscle Cars, AMC.
Yep. A lot of Kenosha history there, so that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Racine County Fair. Always great to go there.
Somebody else at the Racine County Fair. Well, she is,
naturally
from Racine, so it'd be weird if she didn't go. And the Wisconsin State Fair kicks off on Thursday, so we're kicking into a new one now, but go on.
Fair season.
It's fair season.
And then Sunday, I actually did a pool day, but it was a little different because I walked 5 miles.
What?
in the heat to the lake and then spent 30 minutes in the lake with all of my clothes on as a reward.
Okay, I was going to say, that's the silver lining. She's different.
She's different.
Okay, we respect it.
All right, Allison, every regular's got their thing. You're the one who walks 5 miles to the lake and jumps in all your clothes. Way to go, Allison.
Listen, I am down 65 pounds, so I will keep walking in this rain and I will walk in the sweat.
Allison?
And whatever, I'm kicking butt.
Say less. Nah,
you just inspired me to go to the gym today because I need to. So thank you, Allison. You inspired
me.
See?
You know what? You inspired me.
No, you inspire me.
To keep going.
Well, you inspire me to keep going.
No, y'all inspire me.
Now it's a circle. Goodbye, Allison. I love you.
Hopefully day four tomorrow.
Let's get it. We got to cross. You too.
Bye. Cross your fingers.
No, you cross your fingers.
She's the one that needs to cross her fingers. Whoever said we went to see Nate Bargatze on Friday at the Fiserv, a lot of people went to see that, and they told me, and I looked at some of these women I know, and I said, who's Nate Bargatze? They go, you don't know who he is.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, of course I do. I acted like I did. I had no idea who he was.
He threw out the first pitch at the Brewers game.
So did J.J. Watt. So which means he was in town, like I said. Did you see that?
He was in town. You're right.
Well,
he was kicking it with Nate Bargatze.
I spotted J.J. Watt. If you missed that, spotted him in Elm Grove store. It was phenomenal. I told it last week on the show. Anyway,
you can always listen back on the app, dog.
Or the Spotify. We're up on so many apps now. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Yes. Anyway, okay.
Wherever our podcast is, just Google us. Ooh, I like that. Google
us. Go to Waylon and Shia in Wabaca this morning. Last but not least.
Morning, y'all.
Hello.
Hello. Morning,
Shia. Waylon, what's the word?
What did you guys do this weekend?
We went camping for 5 days too.
Were you with Angie who texted that in? Were you with them?
No.
Oh.
How do you know y'all weren't camp neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
true. Huh? He's like, yeah, you got me there.
Where'd you go camping at, Waylon?
We went at Evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been.
And where is that, Waylon? If you don't know, I just turned to mom and asked.
It's Wild Rose.
I've never been. You lost me, Waylon. Is that north, south,
Wild
east?
Rose, Wisconsin? Evergreen campsites in... Okay, I'm seeing it right here. I'm seeing it. Give me a second to process where exactly you were in my mind because I'm looking here.
Did you guys make s'mores?
No.
Well, we did, but not a lot. Not a lot. It's okay.
It's almost up there by Stevens Point. Dang.
Oh, that's a trek. No wonder it was 5 days. Oh. It took 2.5 to get there.
Amen. All right. Well, glad you guys had a good weekend. Fantastic. Thanks for calling, Waylon.
Okay.
Bye, bud. He said, all right. See y'all later.
Okay. You made me wait all that time. Okay.
Camping, though. We haven't gone camping in almost 2 years.
Dude, more than that, Kayla and Wes Bin said they went to the Washington County Fair on Saturday, and they boated yesterday, and the Ozaukee County Fair is this weekend also. Well, we'll be at the Wisconsin State Fair. Sorry, Ozaukee, we're busy.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Wait a second. Why does it say DZ's annoyed?
I am.
This has to do with you at work?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it says at work. Hold on. Wait. I'm the only one you see all day. What the hell did I do?
That's part of the problem.
Come on. What did I do?
No, you're not.
Am I?
No, you're not. You're jokes.
Good, because it's Monday. I have too many other things to deal with.
There's so much on my plate, DZ. I can't be your problem today.
Actually, what's the problem?
Gee, we all use the bathroom.
Yes, we do.
We all go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And we've all got our particular preferences.
Yeah.
You know, some people... Whatever. Anyway.
Some people what? Say it.
Some
what?
People aren't as considerate as others.
In the bathroom. Correct. Or and unaware. They have no self-awareness,
correct.
I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't about to get gross or disgusting, and we ain't talking poop here, so don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
But it does involve TP.
Oh.
Now, every single time that I have gone into the bathroom, whether it's in recent history or past history, and the TP is low or no.
At the radio station. Yeah.
Somebody has the audacity to open a new roll of toilet paper.
Set it on top.
But never put it on the dang roll. They just either set it on top of the back of the toilet or they set it on top of the almost empty roll. Oh, no, you're one of them dang people.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Don't go in my house right now because there's probably 7 different toilet papers sitting on top of almost.
Of other rolls? Other done rolls? So you've got 15 half done rolls?
It's me.
You are the problem.
Wait, I don't do it at work, though. Because we don't have time at work. I don't even have time to open toilet paper at work. We are going between songs. We're busy. I literally run and you, like, we run if we can. But at home, without a doubt, I'm horrible. I constantly open and set it on top. And I don't even, and ask anyone that comes to my house, I usually don't even move it until someone comes over. So if no one comes over, I don't care. And the boys don't touch it. I'm lucky if they use it. but they do.
I know what you mean, though.
You know?
So nobody replaces the dang roll.
No.
You and my wife are the problem, mm-hmm. because my wife does the same thing.
Yeah, I am the problem. I'll admit it.
I've gotten up, like, to go to work, and after my wife has gotten up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I'll get up, start my day, go into the bathroom, and we'll see an empty roll just scrunched all the way over, and a brand new roll sitting on top. It's harder to scrunch an old roll with a new roll than it is to just remove the old roll and replace it.
Okay. In Aaron's defense.
No.
Hear me out. Just hear me out. Okay?
In your defense, partially?
This is my theory. We always use toilet paper when we go number one or number two.
No matter
you
what.
Guys only use it when you go number two, okay? So I need you to understand that when you go and use toilet paper, you're in there for a while and you have time to process and think about it. We use toilet paper. We go in to pee and just like you, in and out, in and out, in and out. Like, that's not a quick sit. The quick sit during the number two is when you can refill the toilet paper. I think it's because we go in and to pee and we're in and out so quick that we don't, that's not our priority.
Okay.
If we were always going in to have a little picnic like you guys do when you go sit for hours on the toilet because you're not used to it, we aren't interested in that. I'm just saying. So that's my theory. So hear me out. Maybe it's because we go in and out to pee so much that we're not, it's just in and out and it's quick.
Great, fantastic. My gripe isn't with y'all. My gripe is with work
with men?
The dudes that are in the bathroom.
Oh, that defeats my argument.
Your argument entirely because this ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I don't go in y'all restroom. I don't mess with y'all's functions. Mm. Whatever y'all do in y'all restroom is cool.
Girls are just as nasty. We've talked about this.
We could.
But if you really get in the wrong stall, I'm like, what the hell?
But why in anybody's right mind do you think, I'm just going to use the toilet paper I need and put the roll right there? No.
I don't know. We just do.
Courtesy.
I don't have an answer.
The courtesy of removing one and putting the other. Like, is it too much work?
It's not done yet. You said there's still a little bit left, so there's no need to change it yet. That's why.
So why did you then have the notion to open a new roll?
No,
if you're opening a new roll?
I don't open until the other one's empty. So to me, I'm setting it on an empty roll, and I'm just being a jerk, and I admit it.
Whether it's empty, or there's three sheets left, if you're opening a new roll, you should be swapping it with the old roll. Courtesy goes, you put the old roll on top of the new roll.
Yes.
That's fine, because then whoever finishes it tosses it. If you don't want TP to go to waste, leave the old roll on top of the new roll that's on the roller, bro.
You're just better at cleaning than everybody on the planet. That's why you've been trained way better than us, and we just don't care because we only did it in our own houses. We were, you know what I'm saying?
I'm starkly annoyed, though, because now I feel like I'm the guy. I'm the bathroom attendant that is every single time switching the TP. Now I want to know, what do I do? Do I complain? Is this an HR situation?
Oh, give me a break.
Do I talk to the building manager?
They're going to roll their eyes. They're not going to take you seriously. This is going to be this is the hill we're going to fight HR this week. Come on.
Do I start taking the TP with me? Because if y'all aren't considerate enough to put it on the roll, I shouldn't be considerate enough to replace it for y'all.
Brandon from Tosa said, use those extra rolls as nose paper in your car, Allie. No.
No.
No, I'm too lazy to. Don't you get it?
Like, they're not coming out the bathroom.
If you think now I'm going to carry them somewhere, well, then I would have just changed the roll, Brandon. I mean, it's good advice, but if I were going to go that far, I would have changed the roll.
True.
Let's be real, because I'm thinking about the future. I'm not thinking about, when I'm in there, in and out, I'm not thinking about the future.
At all.
No.
You're thinking of the immediate.
And now that we're on our phones, we have other... Before, you were busy. You weren't busy. You're like, I guess I'll change the toilet paper. What the hell?
Busy.
Now you're like, I don't care.
Gee, I need advice. Is this not the hill? Do I let this go? Because I can't. Everybody uses the bathroom, so I know people are going in with the same courtesy or lack thereof.
Chef Jason texted in, all of a sudden, I feel like my wife is now working at that radio station and using the men's room. Should I be alarmed?
Hopefully it's not your wife, Chef Jason, because it'd be smelling funky.
You guys are killing me right now. Somebody else texted into 414-533-1037. I'm a woman and that drives me crazy. It takes 2 seconds to put a new roll on.
Maximum 2 seconds.
All right.
And if you speed do it, oh my gosh. Just try it once, y'all. It's magical. You don't have to unscrew anything. There's no process. There's no passcode. It's a push bar.
don't know. It feels like a lot of work. You know what? We'll talk to everybody next. What should DZ do? Should he fight this battle about the toilet paper not getting put back on?
Should I? I want to.
No, but we're going to talk about it next. Hold on.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Marie in Muskego texted in and said, female here, no, always change that role. It takes 10 seconds and it goes over, not under. Again, I don't care about that either. I'm gonna horrify all of you.
Yeah, it's beards over mullets, if you're wondering what that means. Beards over mullets for the toilet paper. If your TP looks like a mullet, it's wrong.
I was never taught to put it a certain way.
No.
As a kid, so I just don't care. Yeah, I really don't care. And I know people are very passionate, but it's something I just replaced, if I replaced it, really.
I think I picked that up on my own. I don't think it was a taught thing. It was like an embraced on my own
thing.
Well,
the other text said, leave Aaron alone, your wife. We're all just doing the best we can. It's hard out here being a woman and a wife and a mom. Who cares about the TP?
So it's not hard being a husband and a father and a man and caring about the TP.
No, because you get to sit down when you don't have to deal with what we deal, sitting to pee every time. Listen, Kate the Great is in East Troy. We're going to start with her because she actually agrees with you. She wants to die on this hill with you.
Thank you, Kate.
Unbelievable. Well, well, well.
I just want to say this is the second time I've called in and it's been about bathrooms.
Well,
what's up with you in bathrooms, Kate?
Guess this is your forte, Kate.
I am not a janitor.
Are you sure?
Sounds like
but
it
hey,
could be.
Shout out to all janitors.
That's
we appreciate them.
We do, because they clean the toilets we don't want to clean.
Custodial Amen. Engineers, we call them nowadays.
That's right. Whatever. Just like everybody's got a fancy name for what they do. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You work at McDonald's. You're a brand representative.
You're a culinary technician.
Exactly.
You can clip in patties.
Pretty much. Okay.
Nah, Kate.
Go ahead. Defend DZ.
Let me just say, prior to meeting my husband 4 years ago, I didn't care about the toilet paper roll.
Okay.
I never replaced it. Didn't care about it. Since meeting my husband, I now have a toilet paper complex.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I have a guilt when I look at that roll and I hear my husband saying, change it, change it. So I always change it. But one thing you can do,
she said, okay,
write a
little daddy.
Post-it note by that toilet paper roll.
No, okay,
who's
daddy.
Running you? I'd be like, no.
No.
She said, okay.
Who's the post-it note for, Kate?
The post-it note is for the people that look at that toilet paper roll and you're going to write, change it.
Change it.
Mm.
It's the new mantra
change
for the
it.
Day. Change it.
Well, DZ's wife, Erin, texted in and said, shout out to who stuck up for me because I'm the bleep. Pun intended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
That was Bella in Kenosha. She's got
oh,
your back.
Of course it
Don't
was
worry,
Bella.
Erin. All right. So, Kate, you defend DZ and say everybody should. Should he ride this hill? Seriously? To HR? Come
Do
on.
I send out the mass email and go, hey, fellas in the office, please change
well,
the role?
It would be a Slack.
So absolutely.
It would be a Slack,
I'd have
which,
to send a
which
Slack.
Matters because people know. Some people know what that is. So he would send basically on our bulletin board. On the internet, would send out this note.
It's a communication app, if you don't know what Slack is. I will send a Slack and say, hey, y'all, please change the role when you see it low.
Well, I hate Slack. Hard Pants made us start using it as a way to internally communicate as if email and chat wasn't enough. We didn't have enough ways, Kate.
You can just text
so
me.
We had to add another one to get in touch with each other because phone 2 doesn't work. So we added Slack.
Which goes on our phones.
Which then... Hard Pants is going to kill me if he's listening,
different
by the way.
Problem,
but
Kate.
Anyway.
Whole different combo.
Now I'm mad again. See, back to the toilet paper. Forget it. Forget it.
Appreciate you standing on this hill with me, Kate.
Right.
She says it takes no time at all. Replace it.
Thanks, Kate. We love you. Goodbye.
I'm here. You guys have a great day.
You too. Change it.
Jinx.
Change it.
All right, let's go to Saucy.
Oh, snap.
I was busy on Slack opening the 19 messages.
It's about to be 20.
I know. I'm waiting for DZ's toilet paper.
It's going to go to the all guys, though.
Saucy, good morning.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Morning, Sauce.
DZ is very upset.
Listen, I get it. I'm upset too. However, you know what makes me even more upset?
What?
When the thing doesn't turn and you get one square at a time. So you know what? I'm not changing that toilet paper roll either. It is so much easier just to take the toilet paper and wrap it around my hand real quick. Than it is to sit there and try and unravel it from the stand that it's on.
So, wait. Saucy,
yeah, you heard her.
No, Saucy blew my mind just now. This could come down to how people use toilet paper.
Yeah.
And the ease that
the
it is
wrapping
to, like,
it around your hand.
You're like,
you wrap
hey,
it around
how
your
do
fingers.
You use toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's how you use toilet paper. You wrap it around your hand.
It matters because I don't do that. That's, yeah.
Well, and it depends on what kind of toilet paper, because if you have the cheap stuff, like at work, you got to wrap it 50 times for the women.
Thank
you. Got the good stuff that's too thick.
If you got the cha-cha cha-cha, you know what I'm saying?
You need like four, and then otherwise you're clogging the toilet because it's too much. It's like putting a blanket in the toilet, exactly. Let's be real.
Saucy might have a point. This could really come down to how you use the toilet paper, whether you're just like, it's just easier to leave it off of the roll thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right, well, you know,
I want to get in and out real quick, so I just leave it, and then we're done.
This is almost like Am I the Jerk? We have one more call, so let's see which way they're going, because...
Saucy's saying leave it.
Saucy, I'm with you, girl. I don't change it either. Yes. I move on with... This is not my hill.
Too much time. Don't waste it.
Thank God I don't use DZ's bathroom. He'd lose it.
I would flip.
He would lose it. Lord. All right. Thanks for calling, Saucy. Love you.
Much love.
I love Sauce.
Whoever texted in, can you tell my daughter to change it too?
That's your hill. Nope.
That's what you're supposed to teach them that. Not us. This came from my parents not teaching me. Is nobody seriously think about it, you know?
I guess that's
think
true.
Think about it. Who would have taught me that? Who teaches you how to wipe your butt? All these things.
Parents.
Your parents.
Who
teaches
you change the roll when it's
your
empty?
Your parents. You get old enough and you're not in the bathroom with them anymore and you don't have that discussion. And if you don't tell them in the moment, I move on.
Fair.
It becomes a habit. All right.
Touché.
And I grew up with all girls, so.
Even more so,
and my dad. And my dad, but whatever.
Shane doesn't count.
He doesn't count. All right, let's go to who's left? Oh, Heather in Shorewood this morning. Let's see what she thinks. I have no idea if she's Team Allie or Team DZ.
Heather.
I'm Team Allie, including on how the toilet paper is facing.
You don't even care, do you?
Put it
I don't
however.
Care. I could care less. The fact that people get triggered by how the toilet paper is facing was news to me as an adult. News to me. So I'm the people that put it the wrong way and give you a heart attack.
I remember when we talked about it.
I had no idea it was a thing. Like, I was like, I don't even notice.
I grew up with parents who both prefer different ways, so it was always changing out.
There's the battle.
That's confusing.
Yeah, for real, because then you don't know what to do. That's why you grow up and go, you know what? I don't care. Whatever.
That's traumatic. Like, how do you know which parent to listen to?
I'm not fighting anybody here.
Just go with it.
On whoever you like more that day. Okay.
But for the office bathroom, the most you can do really is put up a sign saying, please change the roll, but people still aren't going to change it. That spring thing is annoying. I even got rid of that in my place and replaced it with one of those toilet paper stands that has the fold-up, fold-down.
Those stands aren't it.
I don't have to put anything on.
Yeah.
You know, I have to deal with that springy thing that pops out my hand or anything like that.
And just a little hook.
I think it's a waste of time is because our coworker on our sister station, Radar, he had a freak out a couple weeks ago about the sink, the dishes in the sink again, which I've done many times in this place.
And he put a sign up.
And he put a sign up and he went nuts. And what did people do the very next day? They all came in, the salespeople, and I saw four cups in the sink and I went, nobody cares.
They didn't even see the
sign.
They
don't even care. And I went, so you can put it on Slack, but I bet you nothing's going to change. And are you going to go to HR? No, because we have bigger fish to fry. But the Slack, give it a go. Maybe one guy will have some awareness that there is a dude paying attention in the bathroom around here because they're going in there thinking, nobody cares. Well, now they're gonna be like, somebody's watching me.
I just assume they went in there and saw me replace it and went, oh, at least somebody's doing it. I won't.
Now they're assuming it's the
cleaning people,
the custodial engineer.
No, it's DZ.
You are the congrats. You are the custodial engineer, DZ.
I
am appalled at the Am I the Jerk we received over the weekend, and I cannot wait to talk about it next because I would kill this guy. I mean, this guy, this husband, what he did to his wife, I'm so annoyed.
Don't set the scene.
Sorry, we'll get into it next. Hold on. She wrote in. I was like, what? What? He did what?
Yeah, this one's funny.
Yeah, so that's for Am I the Jerk next. But speaking of people doing the wrong thing, maybe overreacting.
Yeah.
I myself might have overreacted on Friday, and it involves the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh, pray tell. What's up?
Oh, I cannot wait. Dude, I'm so excited. This is the best Monday ever because the Wisconsin State Fair kicks off on Thursday, DZ.
This week.
And I love to brag about how I am a two-time cream puff celebrity eating contest champion. I have the trophies in here to prove it.
Oh, we know.
I mean, they don't even do singular trophies anymore. I'm one of the only ones who has their own trophies and got to keep them because they do this traveling trophy now for the celebs.
Oh, and you
got to
bring it back.
Yeah, so it goes to like ISN for 1 year and
whoever
gets
wins
all
it.
There. No, it should go to... So I have not So I have these two from, let's not talk about what years I won.
Doesn't matter what
year.
It
doesn't year. Matter.
Two-time champ, back to back.
I won, and I'm very proud of that. So when the state fair slid into my DMs last week, and they had the audacity to ask if I wanted to be in the celebrity cream puff eating contest, not even acknowledging my championships.
I mean, maybe they were, and they just hadn't,
but they were.
Outwardly.
I read it too quick. They were, actually.
Oh, word. See? The presumption.
The ADHD. I read the email too quick, and I read it, and it basically says, hey, Allie, you know, this is Riley from the fair. Do you want to come be in our celebrity cream puff eating competition again? We're doing this thing where we're doing a round of champions, and since I was a champion.
Since you've won in the past.
They want me to come for that round.
They want you to defend your title.
I read it too quick, right?
The champion of champions, if you will.
So I got all excited, and then I'm like, I don't even eat sugar. You guys know this. So I write back and I'm like, I don't even eat sugar.
You guys know this? Hopefully they do.
They do. Of course they do. And so they're probably like, maybe. So they write back immediately and I said, but hit me up if you need an MC.
Yeah.
And they wrote back immediately and said, we do need an MC.
Oh, bet.
Allie, if you don't, they said Dario from The Sports Guy, again, because my friend said, who's Dario? No offense, Dario. He's married to Jen Latta.
Who's Jen Latta?
Jen Latta's another sports girl.
I know who Jen is. I worked with her for a while. Don't.
But so anyway, they're like, oh, well, Dario is not hosting this year because he's going to be in the champions round.
Yeah.
Because he's a sports guy on ISN. And I'm like, oh, well, then I will totally MC the champions round. It makes so much sense.
100%.
So now it's on.
Now you
won.
So
now I am going to be, so they're having two. They're having a newcomers round and they're going to do a champions round. So he's going to host the newcomers and he has to be in the champions.
Because he's won.
And I'm not going to be in the champions. I'm going to MC it.
Because you don't eat sugar.
Because I don't eat sugar. Which I'll explain to everyone that day at the fair, which is August 7th at 11 a.m. Yes!
Bet.
So anyway, the point of the story is, DZ, I got all excited. I read an email too quick. And the whole time, it was just everything. I just need to calm down.
That's it.
I overreacted.
Sometimes it happens. It's okay.
But I wrote him back and I'm in. So
you're in. You're doing it?
I'm MCing, yeah. Because I'm not going to be, I can't eat the sugar.
Right.
So whatever.
Good luck.
I'm excited.
This is going to be fun. Yeah.
I mean, you could do the newcomers round again.
Meh.
You could just keep doing it until you win and enter the champions round.
They didn't ask me.
Maybe you need an email. And
what's up, Riley? Y'all ain't asked me, huh? Okay.
Maybe you could just sit for me in the champions round while I MC it.
Ah.
Well, the thing is, I'm so competitive.
Yeah.
When I see all the people that have won over the years, I'm going to get irritated and want to jump in.
If there's a competition, I want to be in it.
See,
I don't care.
I mean?
I don't care what it is. I don't care whether I like it. Am not good at it. If there's a competition and y'all are talking about, oh, celebrity, oh, influencer, oh, local, hit me up. I'm trying to play. I'm trying to compete. I'm trying to win.
Seriously. So that's my only fear, is that when we get to this celebrity, you know, cream puff contest, I'm going to get mad and want to jump in.
You're
going to
get
problem.
That competitive itch.
I'm going to be like,
I know
shoot,
you.
Why did I say I wanted to MC this?
Well, because
I'll
you
take
made
the carbs.
Health choices.
I'll take the carbs for one day. Screw it. It's worth it, man.
It's worth it.
No, I wouldn't.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
All right. You ready to get into Am I the Jerk? Since I said it's the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
Yeah, I'm ready to dip my toes into this one.
All right. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs like the fair. Mwah, chef's kiss. See you guys this a week from Thursday. I'll see you at the Celebrity Cream Puff Contest. Yeah, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so we got this sent to us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. It's so funny, DZ, and even though it's not. Like, I got mad, but it's funny.
It's humorous, even though it could cause a little frustration.
She said, is my husband the jerk for intentionally waking me up? And I'm going to use a real name, Amanda, because forget him. Forget
right.
your husband, Amanda.
Okay, Amanda.
Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions. Here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, so get this. My husband, I, and our four-year-old went on a road trip, camping trip to Niagara Falls.
Fun.
I had just gotten done with my four-hour drive, and we pulled over, got gas, figured our lives out, and got back on the road.
I know what that's like.
Totally
yep.
get it.
Yep.
About 40 minutes into that, my husband is driving, and I decide it's a good time for me to take a rest, my beauty sleep. So I hit the hay, whatever you'd like to call it. Not shortly thereafter, I hear the vibration of the rumble strips on the freeway. Not a problem. Let me go back to sleep. Then 30 seconds later,
I hear again, then another few seconds again. I open my eyes and see my husband.
Asleep?
No, he's staring right at her, smiling. At this moment, this fool has the audacity to ask me to get him a snack out of the bag because he was hungry.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
I've been there, man. Fair enough.
Is my husband the jerk for using the rumble strips to wake me up for a snack?
Ooh. I mean, he probably knows you don't respond too kindly to the sound of his voice when you're sleeping.
I wrote her back. I said, what a jerk. That's exactly what I wrote. I don't normally write. I wrote, what a jerk. Unbelievable. Really, dude? Really? It would have been game on. I know we're not looking for solutions, but yeah. I would have done the same to him when he was sleeping. Now it's on.
Oh, yeah.
What a jerk move.
And why don't you have the snacks, you know, set aside, ready to go so that you can reach him?
That's his dummy
in
fault.
The driver's seat. And even as the passenger, bruh, set up your driver. Set the snacks up. Hey, what are you going to want?
Because
I'm about to sleep.
And I
don't
like
need to be woke up.
I don't want to say it's a single mom and me. Everyone should know this. You set up the snacks and the drinks and everything before you take off.
Yeah.
Everything you need on the trip needs to be close.
But then when you've got a passenger next to you and you know that they're there to handle.
You put it right behind in the seat behind you because only have one kid.
It's got to go passenger side for sure. Yeah. But they didn't do any of this.
They didn't do any
clearly.
Of that.
Clearly she had the bag at her feet. Clearly the bag was behind him, the driver or something. Or it was far enough in the reach for the four-year-old so the four-year-old could get snacks.
See, this is why I don't want to get married again. I don't need this in my life. The stuff you guys do to each other.
But, using the rumble strips, there has to be a reason.
What a jerk.
Because otherwise, you got to reach over and go, baby, psst, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Unless she goes, every time she hears your voice. Because then
guy.
I'm using the rumble strips. I'm
You are not.
Whoops. Are you awake now? You mind grabbing me the Takis?
My kids get scared when I hit them. I'm like, oh, it's fine. They're like, oh, what was that? I'm like, we're fine.
It's fine.
His mom was just look down for a second. Just don't worry about it.
My attention level dropped for just a half second, but we good to go.
Dude, to intentionally use the rumble strips to wake up your sleeping wife who already drove for 4 hours, you're a jerk,
oh,
my guy.
I forgot she drove.
They're driving all the way back from Niagara Falls. Now, granted, they only have one, and we all know one is not that hard.
One
now
is easier than two.
Yeah, when you have more than one, you know one's actually a walk in the park.
Once you get to three, you kind of like,
screw
just,
that.
Whatever.
And once you get to two, you want to cry, okay? One's manageable, but the point is they went on this trip. He's, you know, now driving, and he's waking her up to get him a snack.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed with
this
guy.
You got to wake him up. You can't reach and put yourself in an unsafe situation as the driver. And what if that snack is what's keeping him awake?
Forget him. That's what.
Fair enough.
Keeping him awake is messing with his wife. That's what's keeping him awake. All right, 414-533-1037. I feel like this is obvious, but I just know somebody's going to find some way to defend this guy. Like you, DZ. Like you.
Not the jerk.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
I said what I said. You gotta wake him up somehow.
All right, we're going to take your texts and your calls next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Amanda sent us a message and wants to know if her husband's the jerk for intentionally waking her up on their drive back from camping at Niagara Falls.
How else do you wake somebody up for snacks?
You get them yourself. But this guy decided he was going to hit the rumble strips on the freeway and wake her up not once, but twice. This guy.
He sure did.
All just to say,
I need a snack.
You can you help chips? Me out? Unbelievable. You know, let's go to Melissa and Kenosha on two.
like theme song, Melissa?
I think so. Oh, let's snack. Hope so. I didn't ask. I just said, okay.
No, you're right. It is theme song.
Oh,
Melissa.
Thank God.
Good.
I just threw it in the air and guessed. Hey,
otherwise,
girl.
Otherwise, somebody was getting your theme song.
You called 5 days in a row, and then you didn't call for a while, and I forgot what your song was, and now you're back. So.
I know. It's okay. I'm back now.
Melissa, you're back, and is he the jerk for intentionally waking her up with the rumble strips?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Let you finish.
Well, did we need to?
Yes. Yes. Why is he the jerk?
Yeah, come on.
Because you know for a fact. Us women said, do you need anything? I'm going to take a nap for a little bit.
Do we know?
Do you need anything before I fall asleep?
Yes, we know. Let's be real.
He said, no, I'm good. And then he hit the damn rumble strips because he got hungry.
I think he hit the rumble strips because he was bored and thought it'd be funny. And that's his own problem. Learn to listen to our podcast or something when you're bored and driving. There's all up on the internet. You can listen to them all day, every day. You have hours of entertainment.
That is a good suggestion.
Tell your husband to get in.
Because you know she let him sleep while she was driving
of course
for 4 hours.
Do we know? We're making a lot of assumptions.
Because we know she wouldn't have written in. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he wanted somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. That's it. You men need somebody to talk to.
Which is ironic because normally they don't want to talk. It's only when we don't want to talk. Oh, the irony.
So when we're driving.
We're sleeping, yeah, and you're bored, basically.
Y'all are funny with this one, man.
Fine.
Listen, there is nobody more fun to mess with than your significant mm-hmm. other. And if you say that that's false, you are lying.
Mm.
You know how to push their buttons.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So why not hit the rumble strip for the one time and then be like, will you hand me a muffin?
Because it was the two time, DZ.
I love you.
It wasn't the one time.
I love you.
So mad.
Melissa, I'm mad too. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Bye. You know, much love.
I'm not even married. Nobody woke me up. I'm mad. I'm like living through this woman. Like, he did what?
You mad with Amanda, not for Amanda.
I feel like we're at the bar and I'm going off with her over a drink. Like, he did what?
That's kind of what we're doing.
He did what?
Girl,
he did not.
And what happened next?
Fine. Let's go to Jennifer and Brown Deer next. We'll see what she thinks. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Is he the jerk for intentionally waking up his wife with the rumble strips twice to get him a snack
twice?
I will say this, he is absolutely the jerk, but he is a funny jerk because I actually laughed when you were saying that. Pretty funny, and it's probably something I would do, honestly, but
and you know that's how
I
they play.
Think he's the jerk,
and now dang I regret it because we're giving people ideas and now their spouses are going to hate us because they're going to be like, well, I heard it on Allie and DZ.
It's a funnier way to wake you up than just waking you up.
I'm going to screw with you some more. Get married, yeah. They said. It'll be fun. They'll wake you up.
They did say it was fun. Yep.
Liars. No. All right. Thanks for calling, Jennifer.
I like it.
Of course. Have a great Monday, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, well, when she wakes you up with the rumble strips, I'll remind you.
messing with each other is part of the fun, bro.
It is.
I don't know.
It is. It is for sure. All right. Last but not least, let's go to the married woman, also in Kenosha. A lot of Kenosha people today. Bella is calling. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Hey, girl.
Buenos dias.
Epa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, Bella, you're newly married. Is this funny? Is this funny to you?
I mean, it is kind of funny.
Thank you. So, not the jerk.
Unbelievable.
No. He's still a big jerk, let me tell you.
Thank God.
So one of the first things that my mom even and myself told Mike when I met him was, don't wake me up if I'm asleep.
Yeah, I get that.
Rule number one, yeah. Plus, what was he going to do if she wasn't in the car? He would have had to stay hungry.
Mm. Well, the snacks would have been in the passenger seat then had she not been in the car.
True.
He probably wouldn't even remember to bring snacks, let's be honest.
Well,
it was funny, but the double tap on the rumble strip, that's what
dude,
did me in.
This guy, I can't with this guy. Okay, fine. So it's clearly a jerk, but he's a funny jerk. And I don't think we've ever had that kind of an ending on Am I the Jerk where we go, he's a jerk, but he's a funny jerk.
Yeah, at least he was smiling when he did it, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm laughing with y'all, bro. This is good.
You guys are funny. All right, well, do that to Mike next time you guys are road tripping, okay, Bella?
Oh, you know I will.
Please do.
Good talk. Thanks for calling, Bella. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Much love.
Oh, man. All right, so it's a jerk for intentionally waking up his wife with the rumble strips to get a snack for him because he'd only been driving 40 minutes. It was her time to sleep from Niagara Falls.
Sealed jerk. And it's crazy how we got all women on the phone today.
Well, fine. I mean, but he also woke up the 4-year-old. Did we not want to talk about that at all?
Did he wake up the 4-year-old?
Well, they were driving with their 4-year-old. I mean, I love it how she didn't even talk about the kid.
Kid didn't care. Kid didn't notice.
Kid was on the iPad like, whatever.
Kid was either asleep or on that iPad for sure.
I know. We don't know the time of day.
Nah.
Because if it was like the middle of the night, then it really would have been a fight.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it's dark outside, yeah, mm-hmm. We got problems, big fella.
Oh, well, jerk.
Jerk.
Clearly. We are excited because this week on Allie and DZ, we are hooking you up with tickets to see Dua Lipa. She's coming to Chicago in September. And every day this week around this time, we're going to be hooking you up. And then for those of you who want to know how to win the Disney Descendants tickets, because a lot of parents asking me about those,
mm-hmm.
We're giving away those online at 1037kissfm.com. All week long, you have your chance. So if you're driving, just go enter when you get to work or back home or whatever. You can go to contests on our website and enter there. But
yeah, don't enter while you're driving. But now you could call, though.
Dua Lipa at the United Center in Chicago, September 6th. It's a phenomenal show. I've seen her.
Yeah.
I saw her when she came to Fiserv. Phenomenal.
Dua Lipa.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So many hits, so many songs, and we're going to be playing them all week. So caller number, let's just go with, I'm going to go with 30.
Okay.
414-533-1037. You're going to see Dua Lipa in Chicago at the United Center. The first person to get tickets. How cool is that?
You number one today.
414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Uepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I'm really excited to give away these Dua Lipa tickets because then after that, I have got a great story to tell you about me having a very long conversation with a mother who's got a famous kid.
A mother with a famous kid?
Okay, her son's a Green Bay Packer. Okay. Let me just say that. And I ended up talking to her. And I said, I have so many questions for you.
Girl,
sit down. Wait till I tell you whose mom it was next. Hold on. Okay, let's go to Jody in Sussex first. Jody, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's Sussex up to this morning? What are you doing over there?
Jinx.
Well, I'm already working.
What do you do?
I work for an insurance company.
Oh, even worse.
Even worse.
Jody,
she's not even setting up the pins at the bowling alley or doing anything fun in Sussex or going to Pizza Ranch or something.
I'm an insurance adjuster.
They got a new
later. They got a new Pizza Ranch.
Maybe later. Maybe for lunch.
Jeez. All right, fine. Well, if you can't get to Pizza Ranch, we're going to send you to Dua Lipa instead. How about that?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Congratulations. Oh, really? Well, it's going to be an amazing show. Have you ever seen her in concert?
No, I haven't.
It's so good, Jody. It is so good. And she puts on a good show. So you're going to see her September 6th, first person in the city to get tickets. You'll see her at the United Center. Have a great time, Jody.
Thank you very much. I can't wait.
Aw, congratulations. Plan accordingly.
Yep. Tell everyone at the office, haha, I won on a Monday.
Suckers.
Woohoo.
Yes, I did.
And
thank you.
Are you a fan of the Green Bay Packers, Jody?
Usually.
I mean, 9 out of 10.
She's like, we're rooting for the Brewers right now, Allie. We don't care about the Packers right now.
She said, when we're in season, yes.
Well, coming up next, I talked to a very famous Green Bay Packers mom for a very long time on Friday. It was very unexpected.
Mom to mom, heart to heart.
It was almost like divine intervention, and I'm not even religious. It was like we were meant to be in the same room, and I'll tell you why next. It was wild.
Say less.
I'll tell you why. You want to guess whose mom it was before I let you go, Jody?
Jordan Love.
That would be cool.
Ooh.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't.
His mom could be around.
That was a good guess. I'll tell you next. Thanks, Jody.
Bye, Jody.
Bye. Might have been.
Maybe.
I guess you'll have to wait and find out because I have a great story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For you, DZ, it was the weirdest day ever. And I'll tell you why.
Next.
It's what we were meant to be. Next. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias, DZ. So I have been dying to tell you this really weird story that happened on Friday with a mother of a Green Bay Packer.
He's a mother packer.
So it was really strange because it was Friday after the show.
I was gone.
Yeah, and it's really quiet in this building on Fridays. Like, you can tell nobody wants to be here.
Everybody's working from home.
Everybody's working from home, and we're just trying to wrap up things. And you had taken off, and I had an interview that I was going to be conducting, you know, because I record these interviews, and they air on Sunday mornings,
correct,
right? And
correct.
Then there are these interviews with local nonprofits, people, you know, making a difference in the community. And it's a whole hour of programming on Sunday mornings between 7 and 8 on KISS. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you're not. If you're not up at 7, I'm not judging. No judgment. It's all online, too. So I had an interview with these women I have met from Gals on the Go Project. It's this local nonprofit, and it was started by this woman, Dee, when her brother died of a heroin overdose,
okay.
And then she decided to focus on mental health. She's a therapist.
Heard.
So they go into schools, and they just help with resilience and games and mental health and try to teach kids coping skills.
Word.
So these women show up. There's three women who show up, and there's nobody in the building. Like, I'm telling you, it's a ghost town.
I know what it looks like on Fridays by about 11.
Like, lights are out in the back of the office. The only lights are on are in the studio.
Right.
And so they come in, and we're talking, and we're getting ready, and all of a sudden, I see Mason, you know, Mason Crosby, walk by.
Oh, MC.
He's on our sports station, of course. So he goes by, and I go, oh, it's Mason Crosby. And they go, what?
Huh?
And I go, oh, wait, do you guys want a picture?
The guy, Mason Crosby? Like, the player, Mason Crosby?
Like, the Green Bay Packer? Go, yeah, he's on our sports station.
Do you know a different one?
They're like, what? So I go out in the hall. Before we start the interview, I'm like, give me a second. You know, I'll get him real quick. He's always going to take a picture. Well, when I get out in the hall, he's not out there anymore. He's already gone into the sports station, and the door's closed, and I don't want to interrupt.
Because technically they're working.
We know that we don't just bring guests storming in the studio. Well, here comes this beautiful woman, and she's got on this, you know, white outfit and a yellow purse. This blonde lady, and she's like, hello.
Hi.
A
little southern accent.
And I'm like, well, hi.
He is from Texas.
She goes, I'm Mason's mom. Hi. And she
Mama
was the
Mason.
Sweetest, most beautiful. She was Mason Crosby's mom.
Big ups, Mama Crosby.
She had flown in from Texas because Mason had a baseball turn. He had a charity baseball
celebrity
thing.
Celebrity softball, something.
You listen to a something. We're like, yeah, whatever. So it was something.
Yeah.
So Mason is now gone, but now his mom's in the hallway. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's really funny. I heard you were here today. I wanted to interview you on KISS, but they wouldn't let me because you guys were so busy. I wanted to ask you all the questions like, how did you raise an NFL player? Why is he a kicker?
What did he eat as a child?
Did he suck at throwing? Like, why is he the kicker?
Why did he not play a different position? You asking the quizzes, I would ask.
Yes, I have all these questions. But she was the sweetest. So she goes, well, what are y'all doing here? Because she's, and I go, well, I'm Allie. I am the host of the KISS Morning Show, and these women are actually here to promote their exciting event coming up called Bingo for Bags. And she goes, well, I have a nonprofit.
Oh, snap.
And I do a Bingo for Bags.
Oh, snap.
And the next thing, it was like divine intervention.
Chatty Cathy's
over
here.
We started talking to Mason Crosby's mom for like an hour.
Oh, Lord.
She gave my friend her personal number. I go, you can't give that to anybody. Like, and she goes, I know you won't. And I go, no, really. You're like,
but for real, though.
You really can't give that to anybody.
I'm going to say it out loud in case there was ever
because
any doubt.
I will look bad if you give that to anyone. She was so kind, and we end up talking forever. And I go, this is just, the next thing I know, I'm out of the convo. Now they're all bonding over this fundraiser. And she's like, do this, and we do this, and we raise half a million.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And
that's
I go,
cool.
This is crazy. And they started giving advice and tips and all these things. And I go, this is weird. This was meant to be. Because nobody's
literally
in this building. I didn't even know Mason Crosby was still here. I thought he was long gone. And now his mom, it was just weird. But it was really a cool moment where I felt like everything fell into place.
Well, an organic.
Everything was meant to be in this
enforced
encounter. Yeah, and she was like, let me know if you need anything, you know, if you need any advice. She was just, and then of course he comes out. He's like, Mom, He goes, it's social hour, I see.
Come on, Mom. Yeah, he comes out like a son. I'm going, Mama, dang.
Bro. He did. He was so annoyed. He's like, Mom's talking again. Here we go. And she's like, I'm the social hour. He gets so mad at the pool. I talk to everybody.
At the pool. Not Mason's mama.
She's like, well, I'm here because we have friends here. He played. They lived in Green Bay for years.
Yeah, for a number of years.
So they go up there. They stay with their friends. They don't even stay at hotels.
Right.
She goes and sees her friends, too.
Because they lived up here, right.
So I just thought that was a really cool story. And I know people love the Packers. And they love hearing these things. So I was like, there it was, Mason Crosby's mom. What a story, huh? I had to share. And totally just in a cool, not even a bragging story. It was just a really cool, in the right time at the right place. Everyone was just like, it was a good thing for good things.
Kind of out of nowhere, too, because it's one of those moments where, you know, we're still working. We're doing what we need to do. We're trying to get in, not to say get out, too.
I was trying to leave.
It's Friday.
I wanted to leave. It was Friday. I did not want to have it. But then she started talking. I'm like, oh, this is meant to be.
We're not moving.
This is we're supposed to be here right now talking to her. This is all meant to be.
Do you ever get like, I need to leave anxiety where you're like, I got to go right now?
But I'm usually bored.
Fair.
I was not bored. You know what I mean? She
but
was
then
interesting.
Something like that happens and it's like that anxiety immediately goes away because you know the conversation is so good. It's so organic and it's so positive that you're just like, oh, everything else doesn't matter anymore. We're good.
It doesn't matter.
However long this takes, these are gold nuggets being thrown around this room right now and I'm not moving.
Is wild, man.
Yeah.
Wild. So I agree.
That.
It did make me feel calm. Maybe that's why I calmed down and didn't care. And I was like, who cares how long this thing takes?
This is a great combo.
And they had the best day. Mm-hmm. They were like, and then they met him, of course. They took a picture with him. So they got to meet him. We took a picture with her. But it felt good. It was a good feeling. You're right. It was a really good feeling all around.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone was helping everyone and meant to be.
Because on Friday, I'm not trying to do none of that.
Friday?
None of that.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Catch me on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On Thursday, Friday.
Bye.
I'm not Mason nothing.
Yeah. So I'm sorry it wasn't Jordan Love, you guys. It was just Mason Crosby's mom. But that's the Green Bay Packers mom that I ran into on Friday in the building and had a long talk with. So basically, we're besties.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me.
I don't have her number. Somebody else does. But we're besties if you want to know.
You could get it if you wanted.
Anyway, we got to get back to the Brewers, though. Are we on fire or what?
Hey, I'm not mad at him.
You know I'm a fair weather fan. I wear my Brewers stuff, but when I find out we're number one,
now that Mizorowski's doing his thing.
I'm showing up. I do the same with every team. Come on.
They play the Cubs today, too, bro. It's going to be another one.
Our coworker wore a Cubs shirt. I'm going to deck him in the hallway. But that's a topic for another day.
Next.
Before I tell you why Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are very upset about some information that got leaked, I want to shout out to Gwyneth Paltrow for being the new temporary spokesperson for astronomer. Did you see that on the internet this weekend? I was dying.
All I know is that they must have paid her a bag.
I'm sure Chris Martin went, come on. She probably called him in because they have kids together. They're divorced, but they were together for a long time. Chris Martin from Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Didn't even realize that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's why it was so funny. That's why it was a great play.
It's like a full circle.
It's like a
makes way more sense now because at first I was like, why the hell would y'all get Gwyneth Paltrow?
Well, remember, like they have kids named Apple. One of their kids is named Apple. That's Chris Martin's kid.
Oh.
They were, yes. So any kids, her kids are Chris Martin's kids. Does that make sense?
Got it. No, I mean, I guess their relationship in my brain was non-existent.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, they've been divorced long enough and I forget how old I am, but yeah. So they were together. So that's why I'm sure she had to call him and go, hey, are you cool if I do this ad? And he was like, hell yeah.
Bad girl, that's hilarious.
They probably hit up Chris Martin first. they probably did.
You got Gwyneth's number so we could hit her up so she could help us get about this thing, man, because, you know, technically it is partially your fault.
Well, like you said, DZ, the Kiss Cam at Coldplay concerts is a thing now, so
it is literally the biggest. It's almost more popular than Coldplay themselves at the shows because now everybody just wants to recreate it.
And I should say, if you missed the updates, I heard Julia talking about it on Friday, that we all knew that he was gone from his position, the CEO, resigned or fired or whatever. But everyone was going, what about the HR
about
lady?
Her?
So she finally stepped down or whatever it was. I'm like, okay.
She bailed too?
There should be no reason we can't publicly fire these people. They've both violated many HR things.
Policies.
Like, what's the question? Next. Yeah. Nobody's questioning it.
It gets weird when you're that high up, right? Like, you're the CEO. You got a board of directors under you. Like, you technically still respond to him.
I want to be like, this is the most unethical, but they're literally having an affair in public. They're not ethical people. Like,
what's
are we shocked
what's
at this
ethics?
Point? Give me a break.
Not
like
for real.
The HR chick's not going to be ethical. She's having an affair. fair and public. Like, what do you expect?
I know you're...
Come on.
I was about to say, I know you're a gambler.
I love to gamble.
I know you like...
But
you know,
I can control it, yeah.
Right. And you're not like a gambler, what I would consider gambler.
But I'll go to Pottawatomie. I'll pull up and gamble.
Shout out Pottawatomie. But did you know people were taking bets, the over-under, on whether the CEO of Astronomer was going to make it out of July? over under whether he was going to resign before August 1st or like July 31st.
What I can't believe is that he had to resign. Why they wouldn't have just fired him immediately? I mean, that is crazy.
Start the company. It's a little questionable, but dude, I should have put money on this. I knew he wasn't going to make it out of July.
That anybody had to tell him to resign is even more embarrassing.
I don't think somebody had to tell him.
I think he finally caught up with them?
No, I think they had to force him. I genuinely, right hand to Bob.
He should have been fired, not resigned. He should have been fired.
It would have been hard to fire him. He would have definitely fought back, got into legality.
It wouldn't have been that hard.
He's already trying to sue Coldplay.
He's sleeping with an employee. It's not that hard.
Not that hard.
Come on. He could have been fired easily.
But to resign, I think the saving face, to do whatever, he wasn't going to do that on his own. Yeah. His board of directors gave him two choices. You're either going to resign on your own, or you will be let go. I don't know what to tell you. Goodbye. You could either save face and step down on your own, or it's about to get ugly.
I get irritated when they give him a chance to resign when they've done something nasty like that. I'm like, there should not have been a resignation. There should have been a firing. It was absolute cause. The guy had no business giving him that option. Screw that guy.
Why meet indecency with decency?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bigger person, I guess. I hear what you're saying. 100%.
Somebody
I hear what you're saying.
HR had to hire her replacement before they fired her. Maybe.
So she hired her own replacement?
No. She had to have known it was coming. Oh my God. Okay. So the funny part is Gwyneth Paltrow, formerly married to Chris Martin, they have kids, is now the temporary spokesperson for Astronomer. So that's funny.
How much you think they paid her?
A lot.
It had to have been at least a mil.
But now, that being said, Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez, I told you, I tell you why they're upset as well. When we're talking about, the pop culture news, they're mad all their wedding stuff got leaked. So we didn't know when they were getting married. We just knew they were engaged.
Right.
I didn't even know if the wedding was going to be this year. Well, we found out somebody leaked all their stuff. A September wedding. We're only a couple months away in Montecito.
This September?
Yeah. And now they're all stressed out because not only did the location get revealed, the guest list, which it includes people like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, obviously.
Justin and Haley, yeah.
She's considering a no phone policy for the 2-day celebration to protect all the guests' privacies.
Gee, if I'm going to your wedding and you ask me to put my phone in a pouch, no thank you.
Then don't invite me because you don't trust me.
Right. Like, okay.
So they said despite the breach, they still won't change their plans because it's too soon.
Okay. Well, I mean, think about it. It's the witching hour now for the wedding stuff.
They're said to be fuming about their everything. I would be too, because you can't trust anyone.
Yeah.
You want to have this private moment. Benny Blanco, Selena Gomez finally are ready to do it, and then the whole thing's online, you know?
And the details are important, because for us regulars, we're going, listen, we don't want you guys to know what flower arrangements. We want to keep the colors a secret. But then you add the added notion of their celebrities in the world, and now everybody's in their business. They get charged already so much more crazy fees, and on top of that, they probably pay crazy fees to keep all this under wraps. Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
I'm suing everybody.
Totally.
Everybody. I guaranteed you
everybody.
They paid extra to say, hey, y'all, NDAs, we're not talking about this. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this. That's how they shake in this world. So, somebody broke contract.
Yeah, you can't trust anyone. Like, I wouldn't. These kids signing these NDAs, working there at some golf course or wherever they're getting married, some beautiful villa probably in Montecito, they don't care.
All it takes
They don't understand what that means.
A screen grab of the itinerary. You send it in Snapchat to your friends. That friend screenshots it. Mm-hmm. And then that friend didn't sign no NDA. Bam, now it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro.
Messed up. So, well, either way, I'm excited for them to get married. I feel bad for them, but I love them. I love Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez together. I adore them.
I'd get married faster. I'd just speed track it.
To mess with everybody and do it like, but you'd have to have it all ready to go.
It's next week now. Guess we're jumping a broom.
But don't invite the Astronomer CEO, because as we just talked about, he's done.
Gwyneth Paltrow's cool. Astronomer CEO, nah.
Nah. Lots happening between those two today. Okay, well, thank you to everyone who texted in. I'm reading your text. They're saying things like the Astronomer CEO resigned for the severance. I know. He shouldn't have been given the option was my point.
Yeah.
But I'm annoyed, and now we've already moved on from that. So
yeah.
There's your big celebrity news from the weekend. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. Why did you look at me the other day and ask me, how long have I grown my hair out?
Well.
Where did that come come from? I know this is a out of the nowhere question, but you were like, and I was like, this is the longest my hair has ever been in my life.
Yeah.
In my life.
Like currently, this is the longest.
This is it. I mean, I would always get annoyed and cut it. So it would get to like shoulder length, cut, cut, cut.
Every time.
Every time. Every time. And so this is by far, I mean, it's halfway down my back now.
Yeah.
But this is by far the longest I've ever had my hair.
And you feel good? You don't feel like making a major chop?
I love it, but it annoys me when I wash it.
Yeah,
well, this morning I was annoyed, but I did it.
Well, I'm a firm believer that everybody should grow their hair long at least once.
Really?
Everybody, man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. Everybody should grow their hair long at least once. You always hear people with long hair, oh, you've got such beautiful hair. Oh, I could never grow my hair like that. Why not?
Yeah.
You've never tried?
People That's are like, true.
Oh, you've got such a good beard. I can't grow a beard. Have you tried?
Well
no. Well, then try.
I went through this with Owen and Hudson because Hudson is in this, I want to just grow it out, but he doesn't take care of it. You've seen it.
I've seen it.
You took him to the barber, thank God, for the first time ever.
Shout out Mondo.
And people are like, why didn't his dad take him? Well, because he goes to Supercuts. DZ said, no, thank you.
And now we go to Glazed Studios. We don't play like that.
Thank you. So you took my boys and their hair actually looked phenomenal. And I will say that, Hudson just wants to grow it and grow it, which I'm not saying I have a problem with it, but then he needs to do something with it. It's disgusting.
Taking care of it is key, but you don't know how to take care of it until your hair starts to grow. When your hair is short, you don't got to brush, you don't got to do nothing. I mean, you wash it, do whatever, you might style it a little, but you don't. There's not much motion that goes into, you know, styling short hair. When your hair is longer, it's more effort.
Yeah.
You have to learn. It's part of the self-care, if you will. This is why I asked, how long has your hair ever been? Because I am a firm believer that you don't know the freedom that you have or the choices you can make until you start to live a little, not unhinged, but just unruly, if you will.
Well, and men are kind of in this box where they're told to have their hair short.
Yep.
And then, you know, and I love it that the man bun came back. And DZ, you've had your hair long. I mean, I've seen you with 1,000 haircuts. You're the haircut guy.
I change my hairstyle quite frequently. And the longest my hair has ever been was, when you knew me when I had locks. They were down the middle of my back at the longest point before I started unlocking them, like taking them down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've grown my hair in a bunch of different capacities. And part of it was because I grew up as a kid, being a little boy, being told, you've got to have a short cut. You got to have a high and tight. You got to have this. You got to be well put together. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
How often do you get your hair done?
What's funny about that is part of the reason why I started thinking that is because I went, oh, goodness, this is the longest my hair and beard have been at the same time. And I'm starting to hit that point where I'm like, do I cut it?
Do you want to?
Kinda.
Owen said he was going to grow a beard the other day. I said, you can't. You're 13. You have little hairs sticking out randomly. Like, we're not there yet. I was like, you have to shave it until the whole thing grows in.
Tell him to start shaving. It'll grow in thicker.
I'm trying.
That's what happened
with
me.
I'm trying because I'm sitting there in the car and there he is in the front seat. One freaking hair sticking out. I'm like, come on. I know you're 13, but can we get the one long hair? And then he looks back at me and goes, hey, mom, you got one too.
Okay. Chill out.
No, but seriously. So we're talking hair, how long it's been, and should you grow? Remember John Shoop, our regular, came in. He had long hair.
Shoop?
I didn't expect that.
Did not expect Shoop to have long
Dudes
hair.
Dudes aren't going to do it.
He looks great with it, though. But how long has your hair ever been, and why'd you grow it? Because your hair being this long, you have no reason to have grown it. You've just kind of
Yeah, I'm low maintenance, and every time I go in, I'm like, nope, I'm going to keep growing it, and I haven't had a desire to cut it. It's just I'm in my long hair girl era.
Fair.
In my long hair girl era.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It made all total sense.
Absolutely. 414-533-1037. We're talking about hair. How often you think you should cut it? Because I'm saying get it cut, obviously, to trim it if you want. But some people go years. Where's OG Lori when we need her? Her hair down to her butt?
A lot of people have long hair.
She grew it to her butt, and I don't know why.
And you could grow it for different reasons. So you could be growing your hair out of laziness. Could be growing your hair out of low maintenance.
That's why I cut it, out of laziness. I would cut it out of laziness and because I didn't want to deal with it.
You could be growing your hair out for religious reasons, for another person. Say you're doing, locks of love or something, where you donate your hair. You could be growing your hair for a myriad of things. But why not just grow your hair to grow your hair?
I guess.
Some people don't have that concept.
Did I tell you my mom cut all my hair off when I was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Then we can pull up a phone call. She cut it all off because I wouldn't brush it. I wouldn't take care of it. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I was like 8 maybe. So she chopped it all off and I looked like a boy for 3 years. I don't care. But I didn't care. You know, I just went to, I didn't care. I didn't care about that stuff till I was in, until I was in junior high or high school.
When it matters.
You know, when it matters, when you start to like people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, let's go to the phones. Screw it. Pull up one. Why not? Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Babe.
Ah, Babe. AKA Mike in Hartford. Called 5 days in a row. Got his own theme song. Mike, you don't have long hair.
I don't.
What's your thought? But you have, you know, two daughters.
I get mine cut once a month.
Okay. Once a month, okay.
And the longest my hair has ever been was about 10 inches long.
That's long.
Started growing it when I was a sophomore in high school. Found out we were doing Grease the Musical my junior year, so I grew it out for a musical.
Oh, that's lit.
And it was pretty decent. I was able to slick it back, and then I didn't cut it till about January of my senior year of high school.
Oh, he kept it.
Picks or it didn't happen.
Think of it.
My senior pictures will show it.
Only reason he grew was for Grease. Picture. This man was in Grease.
Yep. And we had a bunch of guys that did it too, like a bunch of classmates of mine that did it.
Bunch of greasers.
All right, well, look at the boys in Hartford all growing out their hair to get into a musical. To get into a musical at that, I love this story.
Stay golden, pony boy.
Wrong one, but close enough. That's the Outsiders, but I knew what you meant, DZ. Okay, bye, Mike.
Bye.
Later, man.
They all are greased up. That's all.
Everybody
I know.
Was greased.
All right, 414-533-1037. Oh, I see the lines are ringing now. We're talking about how long have you grown out your hair and why did you cut it? Somebody said long hair is less high maintenance, and I love it. I actually disagree.
It depends on how your hair type is.
Another guy that grew his hair out for a theater role on the text line. He said, I got it cut a year ago, and it's now at shoulder length. I'm debating cutting it after the show closes, but I'm now past the awkward phase and figured out how to style it. That's the other problem. You got to get past the awkward phase.
I'm in the awkward phase of my curls right now where I'm going, oh my gosh.
What am I going to do? We're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So we're talking about hair and growing your hair out and how long it's ever been. The longest. DZ thinks everybody should grow out their hair once in their life.
Convinced. At least once for a year or two.
And the reasoning is?
I mean, you don't know the freedom it brings you. I grew my hair out in a very transformative period of time in my life where I had tried dreads once, didn't feel right, and then I went away to college and started growing my hair out again, and then they felt right. So when I finally locked up, I had my dreads for about 9 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda and Wes Ben texted into 414-533-1037. She said, my hair's at its longest was to my hips. I haven't had it above my shoulders since 2000. That's 25 years, Amanda.
That's long hair don't care for real.
I mean, well, she heard the call, though. I put out the call to Lori, the OG, because she told us, her hair is always up mostly, but it's down to her butt.
She got long hair.
That's why she's the OG at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer. Lori!
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Is your hair down to your butt?
Yes, it is.
Wow. It took how long to grow?
My hair grows so fast, it's ridiculous. And for me, this is short. My mom used to keep my hair like down to my knees.
How did you brush it?
That's the thing. I didn't.
You can't. Yeah, it must have been a mess. Well,
she didn't. Somebody else did.
Mm-hmm. I would just throw my hair in a ponytail and go to school and not brush my hair.
Yeah, it's like a horse mane.
Every Saturday night, my mother would sit me on the hardwood floor and rake the knots out of my head. I am not tender-headed at all.
With the rake.
I remember that.
Every Sunday morning, every Saturday night, she would have to set our hair in rollers to go to church on Sunday.
Oh, Lord.
So,
that was for church.
Oh, my God.
Once a week.
I went to church looking like Shirley Temple every Sunday. Because I had these real long banana curls.
Literally had to spend the entire next week letting the curls fall out. That's why she just put it in a bun.
Totally.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. But, yeah, when it's hot outside, it's crap to try and, you know, deal with the hot with long hair on your back. It feels like carpeting.
Yeah.
But that's why I pin it up. But then it's like,
I hate pinning it up because my I get so tired of pinning it up, and that's why I stopped
pinning
being
it up.
A chef.
Is, pinning it up is an old school term. I love it how she's like, so I pin it up with bobby pins. What do you use, a scrunchie? What do you use with
everything
that much
under
hair?
The sun, and nothing works.
I was gonna say, with that much hair.
Headbands, it's ridiculous.
Well, doesn't it hurt when it's sitting on top of your? Here's my other thing: is my hair is now down to the middle of my back, and I feel like I have pretty thin hair. I have a lot of it, but it's thin, right?
Okay. My hair size. Again, the way my mom brushed my hair, I'm not tender headed. It don't hurt me.
This is what my question was, though, Lori. My hair gets heavy sometimes when I put it up in a bun on top of my head. Now, like sometimes I have to pull it down. So how do you even pull it up without it hurting?
It doesn't.
It hurts the whole time.
No, it just doesn't hurt her. She's that desensitized.
Is that how it felt with your locks?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just 40 years of doing it.
You just get used to it.
You get used to it because my hair was heavy. My dreads were heavy. You're right. But
you know what? It's easier for me just to wash my hair, condition it, and comb it and leave it long.
Let it be.
Than it is to try and put style and braid it. It's so much more work.
Heard.
Yeah.
Heard.
So, wow. Love you guys. Gotta run.
Okay, bye.
She's
got to go. She's got to brush her hair, dude.
I mean, for real.
Lori's busy, you guys.
Her arm is not long enough. Somebody help.
Man, well, I'm reading your text right now. Steve from Waukesha texted in. He said, I actually just had long hair for the last 3 to 4 years. I finally got it cut and donated 15 inches to Locks of Love. I have really curly hair, so with the hot weather, it just got really hard to maintain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, curls are harder to maintain in hot weather. You're wrong.
Saucy
you're
said, wrong. My 15-year-old has never cut her hair. Dang.
Well, ever?
Well, then you saved a lot on haircuts.
Ever.
It says ever.
That's 15 years of growth. Ever?
Come on.
What's that look like?
But we've met your daughter. She doesn't have hair to the floor like she should.
Maybe we didn't see it like that. Maybe it was up. I don't remember the kid's hair either. Barely
crazy.
Remember the kid.
Somebody said, long hair, don't care. I've grown it to my booty and then cut it to donate it. That's fine. That's what my friend did before she got married.
Yeah.
She grew it way out and then got married and then she chopped it all off.
Erin did the same thing.
Did she?
Yep. After the wedding, she donated it. Yep.
They wanted to grow it for like their hair to be up or whatever.
Maybe you grew it for the wedding.
Maybe you grew it for the wedding.
Maybe you just feel like growing it, man. Everybody start growing your hair today.
Yeah. No kidding, because DZ said so, and everybody should. Thank
Wepa.
You. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Why are people like this? Why? Just why?
What do you mean? What you talking about?
I'm talking about people that won't let their food touch to the point where they won't even eat after it touches something else. Like, now you're just being ridiculous and high maintenance.
The weirdos of
the
world.
The weirdos, a.k.a. my son Hudson, the 11-year-old. You know what this kid did?
What?
This kid gave up French fries, because they
he loves fries.
Because they were touching a carrot, a raw carrot, not even a cooked carrot, a raw one.
So he wouldn't eat the fries?
He wouldn't touch the fries.
Any of them?
The carrots or the celery, I swear to God. I go, they're not even cooked. I go, it's raw celery and carrots, because we were out to eat this weekend, and I love to get wings and a salad, and Hudson loves to get a burger and fries.
Yeah, natural.
And the place we were at, when they brought the wings, they put, you know, little celery and carrots.
Just they dress it.
With the wings, much like mini wing places. And when his sandwich came out, it had cheeseburger fries, and then it had a couple pieces of raw celery and a couple raw baby carrots.
In case you wanted
to be healthy today. He did not.
He said, what are those?
So he gets done with the whole thing. And there's like three fries left on it and all the carrots and the celery. And I go, you done? He goes, yeah. I go, you don't want the last fries? He goes, no, they're touching the celery. I go, and?
That's a problem.
And? Owen's like, I'll take them. I go, exactly. I went, Hudson, come on, get it together.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's disgusting. They're touching the carrot and they're touching the celery. So this kid that loves French fries and burgers, when you're forgoing a fry, you mean business.
That's weird.
11-year-old not eating a French fry?
Just because it's touching some?
You're hardcore. You're not messing around.
I guess it's one thing if it was like soaked in juice or something, sauce, whatever.
Then I might understand.
But even then, no. I grew up mixing my food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a food mixer. And I mean, I literally would get the rice, I'd get beans, I'd get meat. And rather than taking a bite of my beans, taking a bite of my rice, and then getting a little bit of meat.
You mix it all up.
All together. It's all going to the same place and it's going to all taste the same way either way.
You're the mixer.
I'm a mixer. So this concept has I've never understood why people genuinely have some like mental block on my food is touching, I can't eat it. Why?
I would call Hudson, but he's still asleep. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, he's not awake.
If
no
I texted him right now, he'd be like, huh?
What?
He'd be like, what are you talking? I don't even remember this. It'd just be nasty. Maybe I'll get him on the phone in a second.
What is that about those that can't have food touching? Psychologically, what brings you to the point of not being able to eat something when it's like, ew, my rice is touching my peas, or ew, my fry is touching my carrot?
I don't know, because I've never had this problem. And I get it why, like you said, you don't want sauce on other things. But as far as everything else, I'm not letting a fry go if I'm eating fries.
Yeah.
It's all going together. I do think there are certain meals that go together. Like we've talked about this. You go to the KFC and you got the whole bowl with everything in it.
The mixin' bowl,
The mixin' bowl. It's like got the corn, the mashed potatoes, the meat, all of it in one. Hell yeah. Now we're talking. But not everybody's into that. That's an acquired taste.
Not everybody loves the chicken pot pie. Not everybody loves the what do they call it? The stews, if you will, where you mix the potatoes, the carrots, the beef.
That's little pot roast.
The
beef stew.
Pot roast. I couldn't think of pot roast. I was thinking of it in Spanish.
You think Spanish is your first language. It's okay. So, I love it, though, when you look at me and you go, what's that English word? I can't think of it. And you weren't looking up,
so I was like,
I knew what you meant. You had me at pot roast.
Pot roast.
All you had to say was beef and vegetables and soup, and I was like, oh, it's pot roast.
The crock pot meals, some people can't do crock pot meals because it all cooks together, and oh, no, Lord forbid my potatoes taste like meat. Weird.
Very weird. I texted him, but he's not up, yeah, obviously. 414-533-1037. So we're talking about food touching and why are people so weird about it. Somebody texted in and said, not sure how I got this way, but won't let my food touch and have passed it to some of my kids.
Why?
Why?
How do you get to a point where you go, ew, my mashed potatoes is touching my turkey. Ew.
Oh, they said they also eat everything in a certain order and they don't drink until they're done eating. That would make me crazy.
That tracks with your psychopath selves out here not eating your food mixed up. Of course you got to keep it in quadrants. Of course you can't drink until the end.
Dude, I won't eat if there's no drink. I will wait.
I
will stare at the waitress until I have a drink because I can't function without a drink with my food. So I'm the opposite of that one.
I'm going to take a bite because I'm impatient, but I'm not going to eat much of my food without my Bev. Nah, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Never, never, never.
You weirdos. You're just like Hudson.
That was
Jen in Whitewater. Jen, I don't know why you're like this, Jen, but girl, you better explain yourself.
I was going to say, 414-533-1037. Y'all got to call and explain yourselves.
Why do you not let food touch? Why?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're so weird when you eat, says the girl with food issues, by the way. I can tell you everything I do that's crazy. I'm psychotic with my food. I used to spend 20 minutes putting cream cheese on a bagel. That's how specific I needed
okay,
it to be.
They're psychotic, and then there's unhinged. All right? You can't eat because your food is touching? Unhinged. Explain yourself.
Getting yourselves. The sauce right. Not unhinged.
Not unhinged.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you guys next.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ talking about our food touching and why are people weird? Because my son Hudson freaked out and said he did not want the rest of his fries when we were out to eat because they were touching the celery and the carrots they put. The raw celery and carrots. Not even like they were cooked or
soggy or nothing.
Juice or nothing.
Them
nothing.
Fries are still nice and crunchy, crispy.
So are you going to finish your fries? No. They're touching the other stuff.
We don't get this because we don't do this. We've never been like this.
It's weird.
I've never been like this. I don't speak for you. But
I'm not like this either. Owen's not like this. My oldest, my 11-year-old, won't let the food touch. Michelle is in Greenfield this morning. Got her own theme song. Used to be Hartford. Then she moved. Now it's Greenfield. Girl.
Good morning, baby cakes. What's going on?
Baby cakes. Buenos dias.
Good morning, Michelle. So your brother is the one that's psychotic? Is that what I hear?
Well, I love you, Chad. If you're listening, that's all I got to say.
Here's the bus.
So, here it comes.
Yep, I know. So pizza. You usually get toppings on your pizza,
yeah,
correct?
Sure,
correct.
Okay. He would only order, my dad would always order pizzas and blah, blah, blah. He'd just get a cheese pizza or half a cheese pizza.
Okay.
No big deal. He would take the cheese off the pizza and eat the cheese separate and the pizza crust separate.
Huh?
So he'd
eat the bread with the tomato and then literally the cheese separate?
He took the toppings off like I do when I eat pizza if it's around me because I don't eat the bread. And then he would go eat the crust afterwards?
Yeah.
Why?
Normal.
Why? Why don't you? What do you don't you just eat? Just get a pizza topping bowl and some breadstick. I
did
don't
he not
understand.
Like the cheese touching the bread? Because then you don't have to buy a pizza.
Where did this come from?
Exactly right.
Have and you ever asked?
Get pizza with toppings like cheese, sausage, onion, pepper, mushrooms.
All
but
that.
No, but it's not even like he picked that off. He would just peel the cheese off and eat the cheese, and he wouldn't eat it together. He would not. Oh, that'd be a no-no. Red flag.
Big no-no. If you chew a piece of pizza like everybody else,
that is so weird.
Do you know his?
Meant to be eaten.
What's his reason? Do you ever ask? Did you ever know? Do you even care or still have connection with him? Because I would have been cut him off.
Seriously.
Oh my God! I just saw my brother on Saturday. He's the most amazing man in the entire world.
Except
Hello?
When he eats pizza.
Unless,
except.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except.
What's his reason?
If we don't have one.
He's got to have a
I
reason.
I don't have one.
Well, another Michelle texted in from Milwaukee and said, I don't drink until I'm done as well. And it's because when I was little, my mother did not want me to fill up on my drink before I ate. So she would give it to me after and has stuck to this day. Well, then, I mean, my kids have water and then we don't have this problem. Don't give them garbage and they won't fill up on it. I mean, I don't know. They don't want it then. Hello.
That is true.
Here's parent hack. Don't give them like soda and juice and make them eat. I don't know.
And if your kids are like mine or like me and they love milk, then you're screwed.
Then
Sorry.
You're screwed.
Yeah, they're just going to keep drinking.
They're so little, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Michelle, your brother is very strange.
Please
very
don't bring him around us.
It's
don't.
Just weird because it's pizza. You eat it together.
You
I don't
have
know.
To.
I'll have to ask him and figure that out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll send him a text.
Be like, yeah, I just lit you up on the radio. It was great, Chad. Tell him all about it.
Listen back on the Odyssey, have you, weirdo?
Listen to me talking about how weird you are. But really, you're a great brother other than that. You're just really strange.
Yes,
love you. I love you. Just not around pizza.
Never around pizza. Okay, Michelle, tell your weird brother I said hi. Okay, bye. The hell?
Pizza?
It's even weirder.
It's one thing to okay, I will say, can we all now come to the aggressive fight against this man? Chad, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. There's one thing to not let your ingredients touch. It's another to let them cook together and then separate them.
And then separate them. Thank you. It makes no sense. It's like taking a burrito and cutting and separating it. What?
Yes. It's like making that beef stew, that chicken pot pie. It's like making the pot roast and then selectively eating the potato out.
Well, this makes sense. I will give whoever texted in didn't sign their name. It says, it's about the flavor mixing. Certain food is okay. Rice and beans. Beans, hell yes. A bit of baked bean juice and hamburger bun? Hell no, I ain't eating it.
Weird.
So maybe that's it. It's the juice.
Y'all ain't got
Hudson
the juice.
Hudson didn't have any juice, though. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Next.
Y'all ain't got no juice.
Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.